A big crowd came out to see Bernie Sanders, 27,000 people, according to the Sanders campaign, showing that he has lots of support for next week's New York primary. This event was in New York last night. But Sanders faces a challenge in New York, which has to do with the rules under which he contends against Hillary Clinton. NPR's Tamara Keith explains.
It doesn't get more New York than this. The Empire State Building glowing blue and green in the distance as Bernie Sanders took the stage in Greenwich Village.
There are a lot of people here tonight.
In addition to everyone on the ground in Washington Square Park, people watched from nearby high-rises. Sanders spoke for an hour. The audience alternated between wild applause for Sanders and boos for the status quo and his opponent. But as he was winding down, Sanders told the crowd about a large challenge his campaign faces.
And we have a system here in New York where independents can't get involved in the Democratic primary, where young people who have not previously registered and want to register today just can't do it.
This is of particular concern for Sanders because independents are a key part of his coalition. He's performed best in open primaries and caucuses. But the New York primary is closed. New voters had to register as a Democrat last month to vote for Sanders. And voters who wanted to change their registration to the Democratic Party had to do it months ago.
So this is going to be a tough primary for us. But you know what I think? When I look out at the thousands of people who are here tonight, the thousands of people we saw in Buffalo and Syracuse and Rochester, I think we've got a surprise for the establishment.
Politico's Capital New York website reported that Erica Garner, an activist who stars in a Sanders campaign ad, likely won't be able to vote because she isn't registered with a party.
You know, it's a more challenging environment for us.
Jeff Weaver is Sanders' campaign manager.
The date to switch party registration was back in October, which seems, you know, quite early. So, you know, there'll be a number of people, obviously, in New York who intend to come out to vote, both, I think, for Secretary Clinton and for Senator Sanders, who are going to try to come out and vote, who are, you know, independents and are going to be disappointed, I think.
But every Sanders supporter I interviewed at last night's rally said they had registered to vote as Democrats. Joanna Bardis and Smitha Barghese say they got excited about Sanders watching videos on YouTube.
As soon as I saw that video and it just, my life changed. I wasn't going to vote. I wasn't into voting for any president.
And this is our first time voting at all. We're 22. We've never voted. We've never felt the need to vote. Actually, I did want to vote for Obama, but I never got to.
As the deadline to register approached, both went on social media and encouraged their friends to get signed up before it was too late. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New York.